Security changes in Afghanistan threaten aid work, but will it harm a Christian hospital? A ministry team tackles a mystery disease killing thousands of kids in Uganda, and believers are easing transition for refugees to the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Anti-American sentiment is peaking at a time when Afghanistan's government hoped to implement a plan today to get rid of private security companies. Cure International is a hospital in Kabul. Are the teams there sitting ducks for militant attacks? Cure International's Joel Worrell says they're not in the same boat as other aid groups that will be affected by the change.
There is some sense that, like, we're bringing level of outside Western influence into what medical practices, surgical practices mean in that country, but I think that we're also very much seen as sort of a part of the community that we're serving.
Cure wears an Afghan face, but still takes security seriously. The violence hasn't curtailed their ministry, but the teams are circumspect.
We're committed to abiding by the laws of the land, but people know that we're there as Christians on behalf of Jesus Christ, and that we're unashamed to talk about our faith and why we're there, but we're not proselytizing.
Next, over the last decade, more than 420,000 Ukrainian women between the ages of 15 and 27 have been trafficked. The question is, what's being done to stop it? Global Action's Lars Dunberg says they just started a program called the Dream Project. They invite young women graduating from the orphanages to join a training project to keep them out of prostitution.
We take them for 10 months. And we train them, we put them in a boarding program at our Hope Center in Crimea, and we train them in a beautician course.
Once they graduate,
they are basically qualified beauticians. They can get a job, they can even set up a salon. And of course, they learn a lot about Jesus Christ, working with Christian staff and being in a Christian environment 24/7 for 10 months.
They currently have 12 girls in the project, but funding is needed to help more girls. You can help sponsor training materials at $50. Our website has the information. You're listening to Mission Network News. A mysterious and terrifying disease is taking Uganda's children captive. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says children 5 to 15 are being struck with knotting disease.
The disease is called knotting disease because that's exactly what happens. Children have convulsions and they begin to nod. They are unable to eat.
Doctors don't know what's causing it. They don't think it's contagious, but already 3,000 kids have been affected and many have died.
What happens is that these children, when they have these convulsions, fall into fires, and so many have gotten burns. Some have wandered away and been lost and died in the forest and the jungle there.
Families have to provide 24-hour care to keep their sick kids safe. That means zero time spent planting crops, which will have long-term effects. Medical Teams International is providing medication to quell the seizures. Pray they would find hope in Christ. Meanwhile, adoption trends are changing in the United States. Buckner International released a report stating that traditional domestic adoption is lower than ever. Since Roe v. Wade, adoption has gone way down. Buckner only handled 5 domestic adoptions last year, but the trend is causing more and more families to consider adopting through foster care. There's even a rise in empty nesters adopting. As Christian families take care of these kids, the gospel's spreading. And remember the last time you moved? Imagine your confusion if you add a new language and culture. Well, last year, over 56,000 refugees were in the same state. Many came to the United States bewildered and in shock. Bethany Christian Services is helping refugees deal with those stresses as they adjust. Their program links refugees with church co-sponsors, individual volunteers, and service providers. Pray for gospel opportunities there. We have links on how you can help at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and the link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.